Up next, we have Sharp Cookies and JC.
If only a few less people didn't know this song, it wouldn't have been sung three times. But that's okay, because I still love this song. So overall, I thought this was a nice, overall a nice job, you guys. I thought this was, although it was the same song as two couples in the past, I thought it was a nice interpretation of it. And it was, for me, it was a bit softer and more mellow than the other two were. And it was kind of like the youngster take on it, because you both sounded really youthful and cute on it. So I'll start with JC, since you sang first. I thought this was nice for you. You had a pretty good control, you had a good tone, and overall I liked it for you. Cookies, your first line sounded off to me, but like when I listened to it again, I realized you were playing around and doing a couple of liberties on that, your first solo section that you had by yourself. And for me, I kind of like some of them, while some of them, other ones were like, not so much. But I liked your higher notes towards the end, and there was a note here or there, Cookies, that was a little bit off, but overall, for the most part, I liked it. And this was like a mixing issue, but more than singing. But I thought in the overlap part when you two were singing together, I thought JC was a little loud and kind of drowned out Cookies a bit. But overall, it was good. I liked it.
I have to agree, it was a nice youthful interpretation of the song. For me, it sounded like there were some notes that were pretty low for Cookies as well as some higher ones. I don't know exactly the section, but like she was a little low at one part, and then the next thing I know, she was trying to aim for some high
I
notes.
know, I don't know the part as well, but I know what you're talking about, but I can't pinpoint it right now without
Okay.
listening back.
I like JC in this one, actually. I thought he fit the song very well. Cookies, I'm still trying to decide whether I liked you in this one, because, like I said, you're the reaching for the notes. I don't know if I was thinking about that as I tried finishing the song or not, but the end harmony was very pretty. At least y'all ended on a pretty note. It worked for me, though, as a useful interpretation.
Yeah, my first note was no way this song again. What are the chances? Well, pretty good. JC, you were so pleasant to listen to on this. I really enjoy just sitting back and listening to you. I don't have a lot of notes for you because it was just so nice. You had this great little emotion in your, and I liked how you guys didn't do the acting section because it could have train wrecked in there because that's where it kind of got a little train wrecky with the others we've heard tonight. So the fact that you didn't do it in there kind of made me happy because it was just sung. I loved the one thing that really stood out to me was the emotion JC had after the musical interlude when it first came back in. You could feel the pain in what he was singing. I really liked that. And the end harmony was so nice. I really liked the end harmony. I thought it was good. And overall, I thought this was a pretty good job for the both of you. I was
Yeah.
impressed. I was impressed. Jeffers?
It was very simplistic, kind of. It was like really like stripped down version of the song, which I really liked about it. I already went, Ambi.
Yeah, I just
I
realized that. I'm
started.
like, oh, I'm sorry. I
Why
was the
is Jeffers
last one.
going
I'm,
again?
wow, I'm zoning. I am zoning out.
Oh boy.
I'm like,
I
why is
am
Jeffers
zoning out. I'm
going on again?
sorry about that. You want to go again, Jeffers, or do you want to move on?
Oh yeah, well if I never knew this song, nah, no, I'm totally done. Okay, moving on.
Here's Aria and Omi Pride 09.
If I never knew you, if I never felt this love, I would have no inkling of how precious life can be. If I never held you, I would never have a clue how at last I'd find in you the missing part of me. In this world so full of fear, full of rage and lies, I can see the truth so clear in your eyes. So dry your eyes, and I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, lost forever, if I never knew you.
I thought her love would be so beautiful, somehow it'd make the whole world bright. I never knew that fear and hate could be so strong, or they'd leave us for these whispers in the night. But still my heart is saying we were right. Oh, if I never knew
there's no
you,
moment I
if I
regret
never
since
felt
the
this love,
moment
I
that we
would
met.
have no
If our
inkling
time
of
had
how
gone
precious
too fast,
life
I'd
can
lived at
be.
last. so grateful to you. I'd have lived my own life through, empty as the sky,
never knowing why,
lost forever if I
All right, and that was Omi Pride 09 and Aria with Song That I Officially Banned. If I never
That's
knew
the new title. That's the new title. Songs that officially bans.
Yeah. I didn't know this song in this challenge. I heard it, what, 3 or 4 times already? And
yeah, 4.
I think I'm already sick of it. That, there's some good things about it. I do like it. It was pretty. I do like Omi's lower range. I thought Aria did pretty with this one as well. For the nevers, are they supposed, for the Pocahontas, on the nevers, is she supposed to do that? I don't think it's scooping, but from the low to high notes, or?
No, I think that was a little bit of an Aria touch.
Okay, all right. That's the only thing I really caught with my lack of knowledge of the song. Go, Andy.
Okay, well, I know this song better, so I'll go into it. First of all, did you all get together and be like, hey, let's all sing this song tonight? And then, like, Clary and Travia were like, no, we're not going to do that, and I don't know what Captain and Turtles have sung yet, but we'll find out if they're singing this too, and in which case I think you're all ganging up on us.
I'm gonna get my rifle and I'm gonna start shooting some of y'all.
Oh no, that's bad.
Okay,
she's busting out the Texan accent too.
Back on topic. I thought this was really, really nice. I thought your emotion on this, Omi, was some of the best emotion you've given us thus far. I'm really impressed with you lately, because, like, with your Fortune Favor the Brave a couple nights, like, what, last week?
Loved it.
You mm-hmm. gave us the best, like, oomph you've ever given us, and tonight I think this is the best emotion you've ever given us. So you're just keep going up, Omi, and I love that about you. I have you and your love is beautiful, because it was such a beautiful song. I thought it was so nice, and I thought you guys went really well together. And Omi wasn't raping my ear, because the last time we heard you together, Omi was all up in our ear raping it on Glee Immunity Night of Perform It.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I thought that your vocals were tops, and I thought your emotion was tops, too. I thought this was really good. Great job to both of you. Jeffers?
Aria and Omi, this was really nice. It's, again, a different interpretation of what the other people have sung, even though it's the same song. It's like as if the youngsters JC and Cookies grew up into the mature Aria and Omi, and they sang the same song, If I Never Knew You, years after they met each other.
A reprise.
It was all romantic. Yeah, and it was all lovey-dovey, and it was happily ever after.
Yeah, then divorce.
Anyway, Omi. I agree with, I forget who it said, but, like, I really like this lower range of yours. It was really nice, and I thought you both really fitted the style of the song really well. The harmonies were really well done as well. The only one thing I have downloaded is on one of the Lost Forevers, it sounded like somebody's, like, cracked or something. It was, like, a kind of, like, someone's voice cut off or, I don't know, something like that. But other than that, it was really nice. I like this a lot.
Woo-hoo.
And silence.
Which means I think we're done.
We are done.
By the way, I just want to put this in now. Right now, you all are in the list and being like, you should post this tonight. You should post this tonight. We told you Saturday night. You're not getting it any sooner. Deal. Now I'm done.
Done.
And finishing up the night, we have OMG Awkward Turtle and Captain of Squad Zero.
Perfect world, one we've never known. We would never need to face the world alone. They can have the world, we'll create our own. I may not be
be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart, I know love will find a way. Anywhere I go, I'm home. If you are there beside me, like dark turning into day, somehow we'll come through. Now that I found you, love will find a way.
I was so afraid, now I realize love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world shining in your eyes, and if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel with you, they'd know love will find a way. Anywhere we go, we're home. If we are there together, like dark turning into day, somehow we'll come through. Now that I've found you, love will find a way.
Oh my God, it wasn't If I Never Knew You. Thank God.
Yes.
That would have probably made me go wacky. And it was a song I love, too. This is probably... I probably lied at the beginning of the episode. This is probably my second favorite love song, I guess. Especially now that I'm kind of sick of the other one. I know this background track very well, because this is the German version vocal remove.
Even tell the language?
No, I know that because I've seen it on YouTube before.
Yeah, me too.
The German language vocal remove is what it is. Because it's not in, because if you listen to the echo, because you can hear the echo really bad on this one, I think that was a bit of a mixing thing. I feel you could have covered it a bit better if the mixing had a bit more work put into it, especially when Turtle was singing. Even just a little bit of reverb on Turtle would have kind of blended her in with the background echoiness. I wasn't a huge fan of this. I don't know. The mixing, like I said, is a little unbalanced throughout. Captain, you're just always too loud. It seems to be a trend at this point, because last night your performance was great, but you were very loud in it, because when I was mixing you, I had to knock your performance down even just to be able to mix in with everybody else. Try and, when you're recording, maybe lower the input on your microphone so it's not recording you as loud. That could be part of the problem. And you might just need to, after you record it, knock yourself down a couple of amps type of stuff.
Yeah, amp it a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're always really loud. Because Turtles was a bit soft, and then you came in and you definitely overpowered her. The harmony seemed a bit off for me. When the first harmony at the very start of it, like the first two or three notes didn't seem right, and then the first two or three notes of the end harmony, like they eventually fixed themselves and became the right harmony, but they started a little shaky. I honestly think you guys are kind of lucky that you have immunity tonight, because I think you would have been in jeopardy if you didn't have immunity. Yeah, Jeffers.
Yeah. If I never knew that song and I was lost in my way, this song would help me find my way, because it's Love Finds a Way. And it's so nice and corny. My stories are going downhill as a night.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay, so I was really happy because, like Ambi, this is one of my favorite love songs as well. So I'm really happy someone did it. But I didn't get...
Has anybody mentioned where it's from? I'm sorry, Jeffers. Did anybody mention where it's from?
It's from Lion King
2.
Yeah, overall, I liked it, but it could have been better for me. Turtle, I thought you started out really nice and you had a... I liked it a lot in the verse, but when it came to the chorus, it got a little strainy for me on the higher parts. Like, you were kind of really pushing your range and reaching for the higher notes. there was some syncing issues with the backtrack. It sounded like a couple parts here and there were slightly off. Captain, again, like Ambi, you were very loud compared to Turtle and the backtrack. And overall, I thought you were all right on the song. Your vibrato, I didn't hear any of that shakiness it sometimes has, so that's good. But I felt like you could have had a bit more power to your vocals. It sounded a little.
What just happened?
I think his mic just fell down.
Jeffers? Are you there, Jeffers?
Yeah. Oops, it hit the off button. On
okay.
He found the way.
It was sung all right, but like I felt like you could have used more vocal energy and like used more. I don't know, it sounded kind of rough for this song. I'm not sure how to describe it. But overall, yeah, it was a bit.
Another
yeah,
word for the Ambi dictionary.
But I liked the pairing. I liked the song choice. It sounded like it was kind of rushed overall for me.
Turtle, I really like some of your lower range notes that I've heard from you. Actually, when I hear you actually stick to that lower range. For the harmonies, I actually have that they were off time, too. When they were both singing, they topped a lot. But I think that's also mainly because of Captain's vocal track. I really do love this song, though. I mean, I don't know what to say. Well, I do love this. Okay, while I do love this song choice, I think maybe I don't know exactly what I'm trying to find here, but maybe something a little more youthful, because I think y'all both would have fit that better.
See, I think this is a bit of a youthful song.
Yeah, I think I like these two better on more upbeat songs.
There wasn't any upbeat love songs, which made me mad.
Pendy.
Yes.
Pendy, that's how she knows. What else is there? Why the blossom?
We are rambling, guys. Are we?
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Ah, this was a night full of love, wasn't it?
Was
so sweet.
No.
Gosh, some people need some more love in their life. I'm sorry. So grouchy.
I like how we were so happy during Villains Night. Now we're so grouchy during Love Night.
I don't know about you, but I'm happy. This was like a night full of love and happiness and awesomeness. And these two just don't have enough love in their life. Anyway, on to results. So like we said last week, you guys are judged and you sang and you will now be cut as a pair. So potentially this choice could have hurt you. We'll see. So first off, Turtle and Captain of Squad of Zero are immune because they won immunity, or Captain won immunity in the villain's immunity. So they're automatically going to the next round, which is going to be exciting.
You'll find out about that soon.
You'll find out. So next is the duet we thought won tonight. And
it was so close.
It was so close.
Between one and two, so close.
And that duet is Princess Clary and Traviata with Kiss the Girl. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
You guys won. That was awesome.
And I get to announce our very close second place, Omi Pride 09 and Aria.
Yay, you're safe. Welcome to top 10.
You guys
10,
are safe.
Everyone who gets through tonight is in top 10.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, things are getting serious.
Serious face. Next up, safe, going to be in the top 10, is JC and Cookies.
Good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Woo!
So then it comes down to Russ and Mary Feather's group and Vulcan Faded's group. So just rip the Band-Aid, Jeffers.
Kind of ironic how both of them were unrepresented in the immunity.
Oh, that's right. These were the two groups that were not represented at all in the immunity.
We'll see. Wow. So, yeah, in the end, we made a mutual decision. And the team that is going to the next round is going to be the team of Russ and Merryfeather. Good job, you two. Unfortunately, that means Faded Phantom and Valkyrie Celeste, you guys are unfortunately eliminated.
You were not on your A game tonight. And
it was a tough night.
It was tough because everybody was so like really good tonight, and then you guys were off your game, so it was just an off night for you, I think.
It's hard because everyone sings so much of the same song, so.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, but I hope you guys are awesome. Keep on singing.
We love you.
Yes, we do. If there's a season 2, if not, well.
Don't put us off your proper shows.
Yeah, don't kick us off any shows you're judging. We love you. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, on to next round five, top 10. Woo!
All right, and I love how so far some of these have been with the one song choice. So,
people
I hope none of y'all screwed up.
So, screwing themselves over for this next round thus far.
I know.
I don't even know it.
And we kind of laugh at it, so.
We've been laughing for about 3 weeks now.
We have. All right, ready? It is Disney on Broadway, a.k.a. Disney theatrical.
Right now, everyone's going, oh, man, I wish I hadn't already sung something from Aida.
Yes.
Or Little Mermaid.
Not... So, yeah, Disney theatricals.
Please keep an eye out for the email. We will list all the musicals that will be eligible. Mm-hmm. The due date will be October 15th, 11:59 p.m. EST. This is where we start eliminating one person per round. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Am I missing anything?
Yeah, just I want to reiterate, definitely keep an eye on the email because we're not doing just Disney Broadway. We're doing Disney theatrical. So we're going to count some of the touring shows they did and some of the workshops they did and international shows. But not everything that Disney has ever done on stage is going to count. So when you get your email, take a look at it. If you want, if you're iffy on something, please ask us. This is another one of those rounds when you could make a simple error and it could be very costly to you. So definitely be wary of that. And this is just a little kind of side note. I mentioned this to some people in the main chat. Entries have to be in on time. We've been really lenient the last couple of weeks, and we're going to include this in the email anymore. Entries have to be in by midnight or they do not count. Like, if anything, we'll give you a couple of extra minutes, but like 40 minutes late or even 20 minutes late is a bit too much, guys. You have to have them in by midnight. There's a deadline for a reason. And it just is hard for us because then if we let one person turn in late, then we have to figure out where we draw the line if other people turn in late too. Because we've been faced with that dilemma in the past as well. So from now on, midnight means midnight.
Mm-hmm. Eastern time.
Eastern time. Well, 11:59 means 11:59.
Right.
Yeah.
So
if you have a huge issue, you can talk to us about it, but
ahead of time.
Don't come to us like 10 minutes after 12 and be like, oh, I need to submit something. Don't do that, please. Thank you.
So now we're in the top 10. So yay, small cuts now. Yeah.
Small cuts. Yay.
Only one person now. So yeah.
Yeah, that is the thing. There won't be any more big cuts. One person a week from now to the end.
Oh, and something important to announce is that please let us know if you know ahead of time you're going to be dropping out of the competition.
Yeah, because then we'll bring someone back.
They can redeem themselves and.
Yes.
Yeah, do good. So yeah, please tell us ahead of time, if possible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But don't drop out. This is an awesome top 10, so don't drop out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're awesome.
Is there anything else we need to cover tonight?
I think that's it.
No, I think that's it. All right. Good night. And I hope you all had lots of love tonight. It was a night full of love.
Stab.
Jefferson.
Really now?
Happy right now.
I love you all.